Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I'm Dori Shafrir.
And we are not experts.
No, we're not. We're just two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode, which is where we hear from you, the listeners of this podcast. We share your comments and your thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
And please remember, we're not experts. We're just podcast hosts. And we always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a medical and or mental health professional as needed.
And if you want to reach us, our voicemail text message number is 781-591-0390. And our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com.
And just a reminder, if you want to connect with the show off the air, we have a website, forever35podcast.com, and there's links to everything we mention on the show on the site. You can also follow us on Twitter at forever35pod, on Instagram at forever35podcast, where you can see Kate, a reel of Kate washing her face.
I made my first Instagram reel.
It came out great. You're a natural.
So dorky. It feels very dorky.
I honestly thought it came out great. So
thank you, Dory. Thank you so much. Everyone, tune in. I was just gonna say tune in there.
Oh yes, yes, yes. And you can join the Forever 35 Facebook group where the password is serums. And we also have a Forever 35 subreddit where you can chit chat with some fellow Redditors about Forever 35. And we are once again doing office hours. So the link to the form is in our show notes. Please do not email us about office hours. The only way we are scheduling office hours is through the Google form. So please just fill out the Google form, which is again in the show notes if you would like to meet with us.
Yes. What do we do in office hours?
Office hours is when we talk to people about podcasting. They can ask us anything. We've talked to a bunch of people who are, you know, launching their own shows, thinking about launching their own shows, have shows that they want advice about. It's been great. I mean, from my perspective, it's been great. I've loved getting to talk to all these listeners who have such great ideas and are so creative and cool. And so, yeah. So let us know if you also want to chat.
It's really fun.
And we especially encourage people from underrepresented communities in podcasting to submit. So if that applies to you, we especially encourage you. So anyway, Kate?
I'm here.
How's it hanging?
Oh my God. You know. You know. I take a lot of flack for my mediocre puns on this podcast, but I'm about to turn the mirror onto you, my friend.
I thought that was pretty good.
Dory is referencing my breasts because I'm here to talk about bras. Dory, I'll tell you what, it's hanging. It's actually not hanging. It's very supported right now. I feel amazing. Ooh. I feel so freaking good, honestly, because I got a new bra and it dawned on me. We've been in quarantine life for almost a year. And I have been, my breasts have been so uncomfortable for this whole pandemic. I gained some weight over the last couple of years. So a lot of my older bras stopped fitting. So I tossed them. I had one bra from Third Love that I really liked, their minimizer bra. And that has underwire. And then I had bought myself some like True and Company bras, which are those like, we don't have underwire, but you'll feel great in these. And the truth is they're like good for lounging, but they don't, I really like to be held and tucked in and supported. And I didn't feel that way in those bras. So I've basically been wearing either like sports bras because I exercise and then I don't shower, or my one Third Love minimizer bra that I've had for like 2 years. So I finally reached a point where I was like, I think I need like this, one bra is stretched out. It's a mess. Like I need to get bras and I think I need to get fitted for bras. And so I did a Zoom bra fitting, which I tell you what, worked out pretty well.
Wow. Okay.
So there's a really lovely small business here in Los Angeles called Jeanette Bras. I think they also have four stores in the kind of Los Angeles area, and then they have one in Atlanta. And they serve people with breasts size D and above. And they normally you go in and they do a whole fitting with you, and you know, you take off, you're just like shirtless, topless, getting measured. There's no modesty. No one is body shaming. It's very body positive and people are very comfortable with the body. But they're not doing them in person, obviously, because of the pandemic right now here in Los Angeles. So they're doing them over like Google Meet. And much to my daughter's horror, took my shirt off on this Google Meet and showed them my boobs. And they found me a bra that feels amazing.
What is the bra?
So the way the process worked is that I told them what I liked. I told them what I didn't like. I told them what worked, what wasn't working. I showed them the one bra that I had been wearing, this minimizer bra from Third Love. And I showed them what I liked about it. And then like the spots that were starting to like stretch out, or you know, I have to say that minimizer bra that has lasted me a long time. It's done its job. Thank you, Third Love minimizer bras. So they then sent me photographs of the bras that they thought would work and described them, and I had like specifically asked for certain things, and so they came back to me with photos, and then I picked the ones I wanted to try, and you know, I paid for them. They sent them to me. I tried them on, and I'm sending back the ones that didn't work. And I'm keeping one so far that really worked, and they're trying to track me at the same bra down in another color, so I would have two working bras, which feels like a good start for me. And you know, like their bras are pricey. These are, and I kind of had to like mentally tell myself like this is like investing in very comfortable shoes. I wear the same bra every day, every freaking day. So I had to be
right
like
there with you.
Hey, like I have to invest in my boobs.
Yeah.
I want to be comfortable and I don't want to be self-conscious and I want to feel at ease in my body and my clothing, and I needed a bra to do it. And I want to tell you what this bra is. It's the Exactement Spacer Bra by Antonea.
Exactement.
So it is very comfortable. That's all. That's where I'm at.
That this sounds one great.
Bra. So I really, if you are interested in doing a bra fitting online, I can personally recommend Jeanette's bras. We'll link to them. But I felt really good about the process. Another friend had done it. And maybe your boobs are not comfortable right now during quarantine. I'm curious, like, how are your boobs? How are you hanging, Dory?
You know, I'm hanging pretty floppy, I think, because I've been wearing like pretty comfortable but unsupportive bralettes for most of core.
Do you feel at ease when you, because I don't feel like easeful when I wear something like that, but you might, that might be great for you. You like that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't feel uncomfortable, but I feel like, I don't know, they're starting to fray. Like, I just feel like I could step it up a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do know what you're saying.
Yeah.
You mean step on your heels?
Well, 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 Kate. Funny you should mention that. I have been taking a page out of your book, and I've been using Aquaphor on my feet.
Set the scene.
Okay, so I'm trying to remember why this even came up, but I was...
You had talked about your heels being cracked.
Yeah, my heels are one thing. Like, I feel like heels are just like a common foot area of concern, but I was barefoot. Maybe I was doing yoga, and I noticed that my big toes were very dry. Like, I had dry toes. I was like, this is weird. And then I was like, I should really be moisturizing my feet more. And then I was like, I have this big tub of Aquaphor. Let me just slather some of it on. So I've been doing that, and I think it is helping. And it feels good, you know? I think it's like, it feels like I'm taking care of myself.
Every night you rub your feet with Aquaphor and then you slide on some socks.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. 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 Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah. So I think they're softening up, which is nice. And, you know, I'm still putting it on my heels too, but I feel like the toes get overlooked when we discuss foot care. Like, we're always talking about cracked heels, but we never talk about dry toes.
They do get dry. I was just thinking recently about my toenail cuticles and how they're probably like,
oh,
I mean,
mine are vile,
right?
Vile, I say. Yes. Yes.
Oh, I think that's soften up that toe skin.
Yep. Just going to soften it up.
Soften up the toe skin.
Kate, on a completely different note, I have a recommendation that I need to share with our listeners.
I mean, it's already in my cart, so you better tell them, and then I got to buy it. So,
okay. There's a new sweatsuit at Target from their Universal Thread line. And it's amazing. It's sold separately. You have to buy the pants and the sweatshirt separately. So we will link to both in the show notes. The pants are $20. The sweatshirt is $15. Compare that to one of those trendy Instagram ad sweatsuit thing ads companies that you get. You know what I'm talking about? All those.
I do. I have
all those
one of
fancy
those.
Ones.
I have a fancy
where it's
sweatsuit.
Like $100 for a pair of sweatpants, and you're like, okay, I guess that's what people are paying now. So this is $35 for the whole shebang. And it comes in rust, which is like the trendy color that everyone's getting a sweatsuit in.
Oh, rust the hot color of the season?
I think rust has been kind of hot for a while.
I didn't realize that. Okay, rust. Good to see you.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Good to see you, rust. And then I had to go back to Target yesterday or the day before for something. I forget what. And they have another one in a kind of creamsicle and white tie-dye situation. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go for it, because I wore the rust one 2 days in a row. I only took it off because I had stained it and I had to put it in the laundry. So I was like, I need another full sweatsuit in my rotation. but I'm a big fan. It's a cotton sweatsuit. The bottoms of the pants are, there's like a little slit at the bottom, which I was sort of like, huh, is this going to be weird? But it's not weird. The pants are kind of tapered.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Okay. That might, we'll have to see how that works on my very long legs. Okay. Okay.
I'm a big fan. So I just think this is the sweatsuit you've all been waiting for at the price point you can afford. It also comes in, it comes in sizes, extra small up to 4X.
Great. Like I said, it's in my cart. I love a coordinated sweatsuit.
I'm excited for you.
I have been wearing the Outdoor Voices like cloud knit long sleeve and then cloud knit all day sweat pant, which are very comfortable. But I was taking my kid somewhere and she was like, are you wearing, I think we're going to her like pediatrician. She was like, are you wearing your pajamas? It's like, oh, this is like, it's not even clear that it's a sweatsuit. It really kind of looks like pajamas. It's very comfortable. All right. Well, Dory, I'm ordering this immediately in Rust so that we may twin when we see each other in person again someday.
Yay.
Cannot wait. All right. Well, that's a great tip. Thank you, Dory.
No, thank you.
Now, I need you to advise me on a second. I might get another one. I need you to tell me what second color to get, peach or purple white.
They're all pretty nice.
Okay. Well, everybody, let's all get this sweatsuit. And then when we're all vaccinated, we can finally have the meetup of our dreams, the Forever 35 meetup, and we're all going to show up in this sweatsuit.
This is so exciting.
Can you imagine? It would just be like a big slumber party. It'd be so fun.
I'm into it.
Okay.
Someday. It'll be our uniform.
A gal can dream. All right. Well, shall we take a break, Dory, and come back?
Let's
and
do that.
Hear from listeners? All right.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word. Don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you. All right, we have returned.
Hey, we're just going to talk a little bit about some skin products. Specifically, we're going to eventually address my panic over SkinCeuticals and how I wanted to buy the very expensive cream. But first, a listener has kind of a riddle for us, quite honestly.
Let's hear it.
Here's what they write. Hey, Kate and Dory, I work in healthcare, and I feel like the daily mask wearing / overnight shifts / general stress is taking a toll on my skin. I'm considering treating myself to a fancy face product as self-care, and am debating between the following products. SkinCeuticals CE Ferulic Vitamin C Cream, number one. Number two, Sunday Riley Good Jeans. Or number three, Vintner's Daughter Active Botanical Serum. I've heard great things about all, but wanted to reach out to see if you had an opinion. This is like comparing apples and cheese and like bubbly water. Do you know what I mean? All things I like.
I do.
But they all do different things. I'm overwhelmed by this question. So listener, I'm personally going to toss it back at you. I have so much to say. Okay, so first of all, are these products being purchased in response to the stress your skin is in? Or are you just buying yourself a fancy face product for fun and you have other things you want to focus on? Because the vitamin C is going to be like a brightening situation. The Good Jeans is kind of what, like an exfoliant fine line helper. And then Vintner's Daughter just like does all things. And it's like a nice oil.
Yeah.
These are all different steps. My brain is in like a melting mode. I don't know. Dory, did you land somewhere with this question?
Well, I am not as big a fan of the Vintners as you are.
That's right.
So I personally would probably not go with that. I think I would either go with the C Ferulic or the Good Jeans. I have not personally used the C Ferulic. So I can't speak to it personally, but I know everyone loves it. So I don't know. I guess I would probably go with the SkinCeuticals, to be perfectly honest.
I think that's where I would go to. Because,
whoa, look at us.
Yeah, in sync. I mean, it's a vitamin C is kind of a great step for any skincare routine. That product is a cult favorite, beloved. And I feel it seems like a safe spot. You know, like Sunday Riley Good Jeans is a great product, but you imagine like putting it on at night for the first time and like the overwhelming smell doesn't feel very relaxing.
Yeah, that's kind of how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
I think we've landed on the SkinCeuticals.
Done. Get that
done and done.
CE Ferulic, and then you report back on how you're liking it.
Well, and that's a good segue into the next email.
Okay, yes, we have a couple people who wanted to respond to me wanting to buy the SkinCeuticals triple lipid cream, but balking at the price tag. Keep in mind, I've already bought it once. Okay, so someone wrote, Kate, if you love the SkinCeuticals, get it. You described it as making you feel loved and nurtured. That in itself is worth it. It's okay to have special products that make you feel luxurious. Plus, SkinCeuticals makes some of the most effective products in the market and are absolutely worth the seemingly absurdly expensive prices. I use their CE Ferulic Serum. Look at this. It's super expensive. $160. Ugh. My strategy to justify the high price is to limit the amount I buy in a year. I have another vitamin C serum from La Roche-Posay that I also love and costs $30-ish dollars. I alternate to keep the overall cost down.
Interesting. I like the strategy.
I love the alternating strategy. But then I wonder, as you're alternating, do you notice that like the cheaper product just does the same? I wonder.
Great question.
Like, listener, you also love the La Roche-Posay. Why do you see a difference? I'm curious.
Great question.
Dory, I want to tell you something. I went wild trying out other moisturizers.
Uh-huh.
And I have found one that is more affordable than the SkinCeuticals.
Go on.
And I think I like it better.
Whoa.
About a third of the price. So a few people wrote in suggesting I look for dupes, which I did. And I looked on the Skin School website, which kind of helps people track down dupes. And I tried a bunch of products from Soko Glam. And I tried an Olay product. And I, of course, the CeraVe night cream is a favorite. But I have found something that I love. I love it. Skin Fix. The Canadian skincare company that I'd never heard of makes something called the Barrier Plus Triple Lipid Peptide Face Cream. I purchased it through our old friend, Ye Olde Sephora.
Ye Olde Sephora.
Ye Olde with an E Sephora's. And I freaking love this moisturizer. It is.
Okay.
It is so nourishing. I was putting it on my face today knowing I was going to talk about it. And I was like, what do I love? It almost feels like I'm putting butter on my face, which doesn't sound enticing, but it's just so rich and creamy and it feels so good going on. It's fantastic. I no longer am mourning the SkinCeuticals because I love this cream so much.
Wow.
And it's got, I don't think it's identical to the triple lipid situation in the SkinCeuticals. I do think that SkinCeuticals is a great company that really like uses a lot of science to make their products in ways that I don't understand.
But right.
This does have a quote triple lipid complex. It does have peptides and it's vegan. It's cruelty free. So I don't know. I really love it. Shout out to SkinFix. Thank you for making this cream.
Wow.
Yeah, I love it. It's $50. Whereas the SkinCeuticals triple lipid is like $160 or something like that. So, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
We had one more person with a thought and then a kind of fun activity.
All right. Hi, Kat and Dor. Just heard your latest mini ep about trying to find a new night moisturizer to replace the SkinCeuticals triple lipid cream. I discovered Clinique's throwback, right? Smart Night a year ago, and I love it. It is creamy, nourishing, and not oily. Give it a try. Also, I'm trying something new this January. I'm going on a spending diet. After a COVID year, my spending was out of control between toys to entertain kids, impulse online purchases, and buying all the skincare products after reading Caroline Hiron's book and so on. I decided that in January, I was only going to purchase necessities such as groceries and really make an active effort to stop myself from buying anything I do not absolutely need. I'm only 4 days in, but I've already stopped myself from buying an impulse candle. I'm trying to use the products I have and enjoy all the things I accumulated in 2020.
Ugh. If this listener isn't speaking to me directly, then I don't know who is. I did a lot of impulse buying to feel something in the last year. Did you also do that?
Yeah, I think I did.
Now, I haven't quite curbed it, but this is inspirational.
You know what has really been scratching the itch for me, I will say, is buying stuff secondhand.
Mm.
And like I've always been really into buying stuff secondhand, and now I feel even like extra committed to buying stuff secondhand. And it really helps.
Because you can kind of, you can still impulse buy, but you know you're not kind of contributing to waste, and it's, and you're giving something a new home.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm saving money. Like everything is cheaper. And you know, as I have talked about before, I'm also like selling a lot of stuff that I've accumulated. And you know what's funny? I looked in my closet yesterday and I was like, okay, it's like it's starting to look like it's getting down to like a manageable amount of clothes. Like it's getting starting to look like the clothes in my closet are only clothes that I actually wear.
And not just clothes that you've been keeping for God knows how long.
Exactly.
That's great, Dory.
So
I'm
that
jealous.
Felt like a big, yeah, that felt like a big, you know, turning point for me.
Yeah, that's a real win.
Yep.
Yeah, well, so. Great advice.
Thank you so much. But also great advice from our listener.
Yeah.
And great advice about Clinique. Hello.
Clinique.
Such a throwback, such a classic.
Still feels so fancy to me.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It still just feels like my mother and like fancy grown up stuff. Okay. I could really, really have a hankering for is like a makeup counter.
Ooh, yeah.
Like, don't you just kind of want to go to the Clinique counter and like sniff all the things?
Yeah, I do.
Not worry about your germs or other people's germs. Just you're sniffing bottles and touching things.
Yeah. Remember, I mean, trying on lipstick? Like, doesn't that just seem wild?
Yeah. I mean, the amount of like just crammed around a mirror with strangers at a Sephora as you like smear makeup on together. I don't know if that will ever happen again.
Totally. Oh my God.
I know. It's so strange, but like I even miss that feeling of like walking into the first floor of a department store and you're just like bombarded with lights and smells.
Yes. Totally.
I don't know if I'm nostalgic for it from my childhood or from like pre-COVID times, but it's all just coming rushing at me. Well, you know what I probably need? I probably need therapy. And luckily, a bunch of therapists called us. So after our break, we'll hear from them.
All right. We'll be right back. All right. I loved all of these therapists weighing in with us.
I was so excited. It's so cool that therapists listen to our podcast.
I know. All right. This was a text. Hi, Dorian Kate, marriage and family therapist here with some advice for your listener who asked about ending with her therapist. In her question, I heard more a confusion about whether she should end. She says something like, is it me? Is it her? And seems to be pretty attached to this therapist. In this case, I would encourage bringing her confusion and questions about how to know if it's time to move on directly to her therapist, especially after such a long and good relationship as it sounds like they've had. A good therapist will know how to address this sort of question. And some of the best work in therapy can come from practicing this sort of directness with a therapist you trust. Furthermore, the process of ending a good therapy treatment can be healing and help with all the trauma we inevitably go through around endings in life, because we rarely get to actually have a, quote, good ending with anyone, be it a breakup, death, etc. Although therapy is a service that most folks pay for, there are often deep feelings involved that make it a bit different from other services. The great thing is that a good therapist is prepared to talk about it all. All feelings are allowed and can be sorted through and figured out together in the hopes that this emotionally beneficial experience will fan out to the rest of your life and relationships. Take care. What an astute observation.
Yeah, I really hadn't thought about it from this point of view at all.
This person sounds like they are a good therapist.
I know. Here's what another therapist wrote in and said. They said, first off, your listener who wrote in about breaking up with her therapist sounds so considerate kind. If she is listening, give yourself a pat on the back for being a great person. Like you mentioned regarding hairstylists, I agree. We have an idea about when the client will be ending the therapy relationship. For me, I check in with clients at least every few months, sometimes more often, to see how things are going. Communication is key. I often encourage clients to consider finding other therapists when it feels like it's time. Sometimes we even help clients find someone new. Tips for breaking up with the therapist. Plan the ending with a couple sessions notice to give us a chance to wrap up in a meaningful way. Specific examples of what was helpful or not helpful. Parentheses, you of course don't have to though. Understand that you can always reach out for assistance or a one-time booster anytime. Avoid making assumptions about what your therapist thinks about the ending. Sometimes we talk with our peer circles about how we can prompt a client to move on from us in honor of their personal development. Counseling and therapy is for you. Remember that. Great tips.
I like this. Avoid making assumptions about what your therapist thinks about the ending.
Yeah, that's hard.
That is hard.
But okay, we'll try.
And so crucial. All right, last email on this topic. Hi, ladies. A therapist and therapy attendee here wanted to weigh in on the ending with a therapist question. I have to respectfully yet wholeheartedly disagree with the advice to text the therapist that this is your last session. It's not at all about money, but it's about relationship. The listener has had seen her therapist for 4 years. It's not about money at all. It's about a healthy ending. It's also not about taking things personally. It's about working through difficult emotional conversations. And the advice to continue to avoid these hard things is hurting us. Let's face some of our discomfort in the effort to increase our tolerance for these emotionally vulnerable experiences in life. I told the best therapist I've ever had I wanted to end months before we ended. Our final conversation was so beautiful and filled with tears of sadness, appreciation, and connection on my part, the client. Please let your listeners know that we can do hard things and they can actually lead us to the most beautiful moments of our lives. Oh,
wow. What great advice.
Yeah, that's so lovely.
Thank you, therapist and therapy attendee.
Yeah. We appreciate you.
Dory, I also wanted to mention, we did get another, we got quite a few therapists weighing in on this, and another person who's a therapist recommended group therapy as an option. It's a really positive option for all people, but maybe for this listener. People really love group therapy. So I'm going to throw that out there. I've never done it.
Have you ever done it?
No, I feel too scared. It's been suggested to me by therapists, but I've been too scared.
I have never done it either.
Well, we'll put it on the bucket list, I guess.
All right. Well, thanks again to all the therapists who reached out.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying we really appreciate you. That's all.
Yeah, we do.
We appreciate you.
All right. We have a voicemail with an activity suggestion.
Hi, Kate and Dora. It's me, Bree, calling from Pittsburgh. I just put in my lasagna for a project called Lasagna Love. I'm making lasagna for a family in need in my community, and I wanted to let you know about it because I was thinking about you, Kate, and how you want to do volunteer activities with your children that are COVID safe and your Italian heritage. I thought you might be interested in it. And I also thought that if any Forever 35 listeners were in need across the country with the pandemic right now, that they can get a meal potentially of lasagna to help them out. Anyway, I love you so much and I'm so grateful for this podcast. I listen to every single episode every day. Thank you. Bye.
That's so cool.
It's a really cute, I'd never heard of this, but it's like a very cool nonprofit that grew out of the pandemic. And you can find out more about it at lasagnalove.org. You can make a lasagna.
You make a great lasagna.
I love making lasagna. I'm actually going to look into this because this is right up my alley. And I like that it that the option is there to give and to receive. I think that's really important. So
that's very cool.
If you also love to make lasagna, if you are in need of a meal, lasagnalove.org.
Into it.
Dory.
Kate.
What a treat. As always, so grateful for you, for listeners.
I'm so grateful for you.
How are your boobs feeling right now? What bra are you wearing right now?
I am wearing the Auden bralette that I got at Target. That I think I've mentioned on the show.
Oh, you have. Oh, you have.
What about you? What are you wearing?
I'm wearing my new bra, my new Exactement.
Way. Way.
I'm a 34E, Dory, in this bra. 34E.
Okay.
Exciting.
That is exciting.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's been a pleasure.
Always.
As always.
We will talk to you again soon.
Bye.